So last night we ended off with the stiras if we have mitzvah of simcha b'shabbos or not. You want to get? Yeah, you want?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good.
This is short.
So we had the main makoros that there is no simcha b'shabbos was Tosos and the Shiltos and the Bahag regarding avelos, that Shabbos is not mafsik avelos because there's no simcha on Shabbos. We also had that the reason you could say tzedek hadin on Shabbos, tzedekat chasedek, on a regular Shabbos, without, when there's no regalim, is because only simcha would stop you from saying tzedek hadin, but not Shabbos itself, because there's no simcha. However, the makoros we saw that there is simcha b'Shabbos, the Beis Yosef brings that you say yismechu b'malchuscha because of the sifri that says that there's simcha on Shabbos. We had that there's no nefilas apayim erev Shabbos because of simcha b'Shabbos. We had the Bahag counts Simcha B'Shabbos as a mitzvah in the Binyan HaMitzvahs. We had that the Yushalmi by Purim, that when Purim falls on Shabbos, the Suda is pushed off to Yom Rishon because only a Simcha B'Dei Odom, only Yimei Mishtav is Simcha Ksiv, but when Purim falls out on Shabbos, Yatzah Zush has Simcha Sotul Yibidei Shemayim, Shabbos has Simcha, so the Suda is pushed off to Yom Rishon. So those were the stiras in halacha. We talked about different zmiros and different diukim kalim and Rashi and Tosfos. That sounds like there's simcha. We quote stiras in the Mishnah Berurah. And now we will say over a few of the mahalchim that the achronim say to answer how there could be simcha while at the same time there's no simcha. So first we'll say some of the more basic ones, and then maybe a little more complicated because. Yeah, we'll see. So in Shuvas Beis Yitzchak, Simen Lamed Tes, Os Gimel, the Beis Yitzchak, he was bothered by the Sifri that says there's Simcha on Shabbos, he assumes that the Rapasha, we don't have Simcha on Shabbos. So he simply says that we paskin like the other day in the Sifri. We said before that there's a machlokas in the Sifri, that Rabbi Nosson there holds Yom Simchaschem Elu Atmidim. That's referring to the Tmidim of every day. It's not referring to Shabbos. So if we paskin like that shita, that it could be true that there is one daya that holds that there is some chub Shabbos, but we don't paskin like that daya. But that's his teretz. But l'chora, that's not going to be enough for many of the makoros that we said. It's pretty clear that there is an inyan some chub Shabbos. Another teretz, a second teretz, and this is more well known, is there's a chiluk between Simcha Gashmis and Simcha Ruchanis, spiritual Simcha versus physical Simcha. So the Toras Chaim, we quoted Toras Chaim yesterday. Toras Chaim quoted that the Girsa in Davening, our Girsa of Vianuchu Vayisrael Mekadshei Shemecha, he says the old Girsa was Viyismechu Becha Ohavei Shemecha, and he said that we should maintain the old Girsa of Viyismechu Becha Ohavei Shemecha. And he explains, because there is Simcha Ruchanis, there is a spiritual Simcha, so you can mention Simcha and Tefillah. He says, and that's a difference, that Regel has a Simcha Gashmis, Shabbos only has Simcha Ruchanis. The Lashon of Yismechu v'malchuscha, he says, look at the words, Yismechu v'malchuscha, we're being mesameach in the Malchus of Hashem. That's a Ruchanis deka Simcha. Also, he points out, that the girsa of the Yismechu Becha Ohavei Shemecha, the girsa that we don't say, but the old girsa that he quotes, it's not Yismechu Va, it's not that we're being Yisameach in Shabbos, Yismechu Becha, we're being Yisameach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a spiritual simcha. Yisameach in Shabbos would be a physical simcha, but Yisameach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the girsa of Yismechu Becha. The same teretz is found in the Emek Shiloh, the Netziv, on that Shiltos that we quoted yesterday. So the Netziv is then Shilta Tes Vav Os Yod. So he asks, he says, you see that there is Simcha from the Sifri, from the Yerushalmi by Purim, the Beis Yosef regarding Tefillah, Yismichu Malchuscha. So he asks, how come by Avelos we say that there's no Simcha on Shabbos and that it's not Mafsek? So his answer is, Simchas Nefesh Yisera, that there is. And that simchas hanefesh is enough to mechayev in all of those things. In other words, Simchas HaNefesh is enough to say Yisimchil V'Malchuscha in davening. It's enough to push off Purim, the Suda of Purim, to Yom Rishon. It's enough to, and that's how the Sifri can say Yom Simchas Chem Elu Shabbosos. It's referring to the Simchas Nefesh Yisera. And he makes the diuk. The Yushalmi's Lashon was Yotzazu Shesimchas Tluya Bidei Shemayim. Shabbos has a Simcha Bidei Shemayim. What's that referring to? What's the Simcha Bidei Shemayim? It's not a Simcha of Basar V'Yayin. It's a Simcha of Simchas HaNefesh. And that's enough to push off the Suda. But for Avelus, what's going to be Mafsik Avelus? Not Simchas Nefesh. You need Dinim of Simcha. Only Dinei Simcha, like Basar Yayin, Isser Hesped, Isser Tanis, the only things like that will be a stira to Avelus. The same teretz is in the B'tzela Chochma that we mentioned before, Simen Aleph, Simen Samaches, and Chelek Aleph. L'chora, they don't say this, but L'chora, according to this, you can miyashiv the stira in the Bahags as well.
What is it, B'tzela what?
B'tzela Chochma. The Bahag we asked before, on the one hand, quotes the he's like the Shiltas regarding Avelus, that why is Shabbos not Mafsik Avelus? Because there's no Simcha. Simcha lo k'sivbe. But he also counts Simcha Shabbos as a mitzvah. Maybe that mitzvah is referring to the Simcha Ruchanis. As far as Avelus is concerned, you need physical Dini Simcha to be Mafsik. Maybe that would be an answer for the Bahag. That is a second approach to answer how you can find Simcha and not at the same time. Another answer, this is a simple answer, the Stecheme that we mentioned yesterday brings a pshat that you find by Mila, how do you know that you do Mila on Shabbos if it's the eighth day? Gemara Darshan, Zviyom Hashmini, Ubayom is Larabos Shabbos. So there's some connection that the word Bayom implies Shabbos. So he says here also, the drush of Vyom Simchaschem, the Riboy is not from the word of Simcha, but the Riboy is from the word Ubiyom. We said that the Girs of the Gra Taka is that. Ubiyom is for Shabbos, Simchaschem is for Gimel Regalim. But even in our Girs of Uviyom Simchaschem, that it's Elu Shabbosos, it could be the Diuk is from the word Ubiyom. And that's how we know that there's Tekiyas Chatzosros on Shabbos. But as far as to see from here that it's a general din of Simcha on every Shabbos, that you don't see, because the Riboy is from Ubiyom. That's a third approach. Listen to this fourth answer. Yeah? It could be the Simcha is only B'Shas Korban.
Where is this from?
This fourth answer? This fourth answer is from the B'Tzela Chochma as well, and also Rav Soloveitchik says this as well.
But again, we haven't found anything that's like definite. It's from different things that we're finding.
What do you mean?
Like, is there anything, have we said anything that, again, is like specific to it? It's from different, I don't know. It's just like from different things we see it. We don't see it actually ever brought down.
What, these answers? What are you referring to?
No, again, the whole question was like...
Oh, you're saying even if you say we have Simcha Ruchanis, we don't have any specific makor for that?
Yeah.
Well, that's how they're explaining the Sifri, that the Sifri is referring to this spiritual Simcha. Or they're saying, you misread the Sifri, the Riboy is from Ubayom, and it's not from Simchaschem, or it's a Machlokas. We'll see.
Okay.
Now this answer, you'll see exactly how it's from the Sifri, that it's Daka B'Shas HaKorban. Rabbeinu Hillel, who was one of the Rishonim on the Sifri, he says that the Simcha is B'Shas HaKrova. You have Simcha on the fact that you have Mechila of your Avonos from the HaKrovas HaKorban, and also, there's a Radak in Hosea, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. There also is mashma like this, that the Indian of the Simcha on Shabbos, as far as why there's Uviyom Simchaschem, that there's Tkiyas Chatzosros, that is B'Shas HaKrova. So, and also, there's a deal to say this. What's the machlokas in the Sifri? We said that the first Tana says, Yom Simchaschem Elu Shabbosos, and Rav Nosson says Elu Hatmidim. It's like they're not talking to each other. The Tanakhama says Shabbos is a day of Simcha, and then Rav Nosson is saying specifically the Tamid, the Korban, is a Simcha? So no. We can infer from Rav Nosson what the Tanakhama was speaking about. If Rav Nosson said that the Simcha is referring to Tmidim, the Tanakhama must have been saying, no, it's not every day that you have Simcha, it's specifically Shabbos, the Korban of Shabbos, the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, the extra Korban that you have on Shabbos is the Simcha. That way, the Machlokas makes sense, they're talking to each other. So the Simcha is Davka with the special Korban that's brought on Shabbos. If that's all the Sifri was talking about, then we can maintain the sources that we had before, that there's no Simcha on Shabbos, as far as that's why you say Tzidek HaDin, and that's why there's no Avelos, because the whole Simcha that exists is only specifically during the Korban Musaf. And that's what the Beit Sefer Chochma says, that he's trying to be Yashiv, the Bechor Shor that we mentioned, that there's no Simcha on Shabbos. How could he go against the Sifri? Teretz is, Sifri is only talking about Shas Korban, but in general, doesn't say Simcha on Shabbos. And they bring Shem Rav Yosha Ber that this is the reason that the Minog Ashkenaz is to say Yismechuv Malchuscha only by Musaf and not by all the tefillas. Because the Simcha is specifically by Musaf. We said before, the Sfardim have it for every tefillah. Different Sidurim also mentioned that have Yismechuv by all the tefillas. But as far as Minog Ashkenaz is concerned, he suggested that it comes from this idea that the Simcha specifically Bishas Hakrovas Hakorban Musaf. Although I just want to point out that that's not going to solve everything. We pointed out that our minog is to keep the girsa in lechadodi. We say gam besimcha uvet sahalo. So you see that the simcha exists longer. Also, there's no nefila sapayim erev Shabbos because Shabbos is a day of simcha. If it was only referring to the musaf,
that wouldn't line up. Yeah.
It wouldn't line up. So, I don't know. That's the fourth answer. Now we'll end off with this fifth mahalich. This mahalich seems to be the most, what I'm about to mention, seems to be the most popular, and everyone that says it has their own nusach that they say it, and the nuances will be key. The concept that the simcha is a milsa de memela. The simcha happens to be there, not, and that's different than yontov, where you bring about the simcha. The simcha happens to be there. Let's say over a few of the ways that it's said over. There's an Achron called Sifra Debei Rav. He has a perush on the Sifri. His lashon is that through the oneg and the kedusha and the menucha of Shabbos, nasa lo simcha, he gets simcha. There's no chiyuv simcha on Shabbos, but when he has tainug and menucha and kedusha, that brings about simcha for him. And that's how the Sifri can say uviyom simchaschem elu shabbosos, and that's why you blow the chatzosros on the. That's what it's referring to. Uviyom simchaschem is referring to shabbosos because there is simcha on Shabbos through the other things that exist on Shabbos. Similarly, Rav Yochum Fishel Perlow that we quoted yesterday. This is on page 512 in his mitzvahs assay. He says there's no tzivoy. There's no tzivoy of to have simcha on Shabbos. He's answering here how you say Yismechuv Malchuscha, even though there's other dinim that imply there's no simcha. It's a day of simcha. That's what he means to say. It's a day of simcha. Similar to the first approach, also Rav Hutner and Pachad Yitzchok, Maimer Gimel says that the content of Shabbos is oneg. But we're happy about that Kabbalah. We're happy that we accepted Shabbos, that we have oneg. And there's two things. There's the content, and then there's the vision. It's like the vision is a vision of simcha, but that's not what you're actually doing on Shabbos. So according to this idea, let's just categorize it as that the Etzem day is a day of simcha. So first of all, the Yushalmi, as far as Purim Mishulosh, makes sense. Why is there no Suda on Suda's Purim on Shabbos? Because Yatza Zusha Semchasu Tuli B'dei Shemayim, it's a day of Simcha. The Purim Suda only is going to be on a day of Yishmei Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv, only when you bring about the Simcha Ayidei the Suda, that's when you have the Simcha. But on Shabbos, when there's Simcha anyways, not because I'm doing something to bring about Simcha, but Be'etzim, it's a day of Simcha, through the Oneg, then there is no there's no Suda. And but as far as Avelos is concerned, is this going to, the fact that there's a day of Simcha, is that going to be enough to push off Avelos? No, only for Rego, where there's dinei Simcha, that's going to be mafsik Avelos. But just because Shabbos is a day of Simcha, is not going to be enough to push off Avelos. And similarly, we asked last night as well, you're not no Hega Velos on Shabbos. What was the Yerushalmi's reason? Because since Shabbos is called a bracha, and you can't have atzvas b'makom bracha. So they asked, Tepuk le mishum simcha. The question is, the reason there's no nihugim of avelis on Shabbos is because there's no, because you already have simcha. So I can't be no egg avelis. But the answer is, the fact that the day of Shabbos is simcha, that may not be enough to tell me that I can't be no egg avelis. It could be the day itself is the day of simcha, and still I should be no egg avelis. But no. So that's why Yishalmi has a new reason for why there's no avelis on Shabbos. Efshar. And what's very gevaldic about this pshat is that the lashonos in the psukim are meduyak heitiv. By regel, it says v'samachta b'chagecha. V'samachta is lashon pu'ula. You have to bring about simcha. You should be misameach. By Shabbos, it's uviyom simchaschem.
That's good.
There's no tzivoy. It's the day is a day of simcha. It's a his havius. It's an existence. It's a mitzias. And furthermore, maybe that's why it's the only time you find simcha b'Shabbos in the psukim. It's only merumas by the sefri v'yom simchasim. Why do you have a pasuk telling me that there's simcha on Shabbos? First of all, there's no dinim that come about from it. Be'etzem, there's no dinim of basar v'yayin. And furthermore, it's pasha. It's too pasha that the Torah should even write it. Meaning, if it comes about through oneg and kedusha and menucha, and it's just a day of simcha, so why do I need a Torah to tell me in existence? Every time, every day on Shabbos, you're happy. By regel, there's certain things you need to do. So there, the Torah needs to tell you v'samachta b'chagecha. Here, it's just going to be a remnant from v'yom simchaschem because there's no dim that come about from it. And I thought maybe with this, we could also understand Tosos and Ksuvis, that was Zayin Ubeis. We quoted Tosos and Ksuvis by Panim Chadashos. Tosos had a very vague lashon of why is Shabbos considered Panim Chadashos, that as far as Sheva Brachos are concerned, even if no one new comes, you still make Sheva Brachos because there's a reboy of Simcha. So Tosos' lashon was that Marbin Lekavod Shabbos b'Simcha u'b'Su'uda. It's very hard to translate. Marbin Lekavod Shabbos b'Simcha u'b'Su'uda. So it could be all Tosos means to say is since the Etzem Yom of Shabbos is Simcha, so even without any new guest, that Simcha is going to be enough for Sheva Brachos. You hear? Okay. There's still two things that I feel would not be explained according to this pshat. One of them I don't have an answer for. The other one, we'll try. First of all, you don't say Tzedek HaDin on Shabbos. Sorry, you do say Tzedek HaDin on Shabbos, even though it's a day of Simcha. So why is that? Everything we were saying until now is a day of Simcha, but the dinim. But there's no dinim, so it won't be madcha avelos. Okay, but as far as tzedek hadin has to be said in the moment of when there's no simcha. So on regel, there's simcha, we don't say tzedek hadin. On Shabbos, there's no simcha, we do say tzedek hadin. But we're saying that there is simcha on Shabbos, just without dinim. So why is that not enough to push off? Why is that not enough to push off tzedek hadin?
I get it, but that means like mitzvah simcha, and there's no dinim backing that up, or what does that mean exactly?
For tzedek hadin? Well, so here I'm just assuming because it's just that you have to be in a place of if you're in a matzav of simcha, you're not going to say tzedek hadin. That's the way I understood it by regel. So by Shabbos also, even though there's no dinim simcha, you're still in a matzav of simcha, so you should
be the same. Okay.
Should be the same. So that I don't understand. But the question I do want to approach or try to deal with is the Bahag. The Bahag on the one hand said that there is no simcha, so that's why it's not madcha avelos. But there still is a mitzvah of lismoach b'Shabbos. So what do we do with this Bahag? According to what we're saying now, it's still shver. Just to say that the day itself is a day of simcha, what mitzvah is involved in saying that the day is a day of simcha? So I want to suggest maybe a different approach. Similar yet different, and I don't have this 100% clear, but just to give an opening or a suggestion to the answer, maybe we can discuss it, you know, different time. I'm thinking maybe as follows. really on Shabbos there is a chiyuv of simcha. It's not just a day of simcha. Really, there's a chiyuv of simcha, but it's different than yontov. Yontov is basar v'yayin. What is the simcha that you have to have on Shabbos? Simply, as anybody would say, to be happy. Okay, it's not a ruchnistik of simcha, but it's to be happy. Yontov, you have to do a pe'ula to bring yourself to simcha. V'samachta b'chagecha, ayidei the basar v'yayin, you bring yourself to simcha. Like the Shulchan Aruch said, to wear nicer clothes than on Shabbos. That brings you to simcha. But by Shabbos, there's no specific pe'ula that you have to do to bring yourself to simcha. However, stam, you have a chiyuv l'smoach. Now, how do you just wake up and be happy? So without any davar emtsai, without anything to bring you to that simcha, so maybe the idea is that just all day long you have to be besimcha, and that's the mitzvah saseh of the Bahag. That through, like we said before, through the other things of the day, through the oneg and kedusha and menucha, anyways you will be in the matzav of simcha. So the mitzvah is to accept that, to not do anything against it, to stay in that matzav of simcha. And that still fits with the lashon of the pasuk of Yom Simchaschem, that it's a day of simcha. It's not a pe'ula of v'samachta b'chagecha, that you have to bring yourself to the simcha. It's a Yom Simchaschem. Memeil, it's a day of simcha. Why? Because of the other things on that day bring you to that simcha. But still, there still is a mitzvah asay of lismoach, to accept that simcha, to be in that state of simcha, not to go against the simcha, not to bring yourself to tears, possibly, whatever it may be. That's the pasuk of Yom Simchaschem. But not that it's watered down so much that it's just, oh, it's a day of simcha, we'll accept it. There still is a mitzvah asay, according to the Bahag, of a chiv to accept that simcha. Maybe everyone else who doesn't count the mitzvah would hold that it doesn't go so far, that you have to accept it, and there's a chiv mitzvah asay. But they'll all just say that the day is a day of simcha. And it comes about through other things. But Bahag takes that to another level and say, you have to accept it, it's mitzvah asay, to accept that level of simcha. That would be the diuk in the pasuk. V'yom simchaschem, there's no tzivoy, but at the same time, it's a mitzvah. How do you have it if there's no tzivoy and it's still a mitzvah? Because the mitzvah is to accept that which everything else in the day brings about simcha to you. So there's no chiyuv be'etzem through something specific to bring you to simcha, but the day itself is a day of simcha, and I have to accept that. That's what v'yom simchaschem. And that's a chiyuv because the simcha will be there through other things. Maybe that would be an approach for the Bahag. It still needs a lot more thought, I think. But those are the five mahalchim to have. We have either it's a machlokas, either it's simcha ruchanis exists, even though simcha gashmis doesn't exist. We have the drush. Really, there is no simcha. The drush is from ubayom and not from yom simchaschem. We have the simcha zdavka b'shas hakrovas hakorban. And finally, we have that uvyom simchaschem is not that there's a chi of simcha, but it's the middle of the day itself is besimcha, and how far you take that is a question of dispute. Okay, very good.
So basically, we have